This is Referee's World with Darren Cullum and Richard Mellon.
Hello again and welcome to the Referee's World podcast, which offers education and training for referees of all levels. My name's Darren Cullum and I'm a Level 5 referee affiliated with Somerset FA, and this is PGMO Observer and Southwest Pool Observer Coordinator and my mentor, Richard Mellon.
Hi Darren, how are you?
Rich, I'm very well. All the better for seeing you.
Where have you been recently?
Where haven't you been?
Is that the question?
Where haven't I been? Yeah. This is a conversation I probably don't want my missus to hear.
Well, let's talk about, I think you've been out running today.
I get
that impression.
Yeah. I'll tell you what we'll do. Let's start the 20-minute timer, shall we?
Okay, I'll
are you ready?
Now.
20 let's, minutes, here we go.
Let's go.
Referee's World.
Right, brilliant. Okay, so yes, before I saw you today, I've squeezed in 7.5 miles today with my mate, my little orange friend, Brian Lee, who we have mentioned
a couple of times. Orange friend?
Well, colour of his hair.
Oh, dear. Oh, poor old Brian.
He should be sponsored by Sainsbury's, who he actually works for.
Yeah. Or EasyJet.
Or EasyJet, yeah. But he's not so orange now. It's more grey. But anyway, hello, Brian. Yeah, we did 7.5 miles today and just under 7 miles 2 days ago. So,
what sort of time has that taken you?
Average pace was 8:40 a mile. And I think, what was it? It said on my watch, movement time 1 hour something, but that was the whole hour.
That's decent. But what prompted you to do that today? Why?
Because it was a run day. Today is Thursday, by the way, in case you're wondering. Normally I would do Monday, Wednesday, Friday, but after the conversation we had the other day when we were recording about training on a Friday, I've moved it to a Saturday now because I'm not playing football because of lockdown.
Okay. Yeah. So it was an early run this morning?
It was, yeah. So we set off at about 8:15.
How was Brian?
Brian was very well. He had a... there was a moment that... and he's never done this. In the 10 years or so that Brian and I have been running, he did say, hang on a sec, Dad, just slow down. I just need to get myself together. I thought, oh!
Brian said to you, slow down.
Slow down a bit, yeah. That's the first time he's ever done it. And he's,
come on, Brian.
He's 56 next month, next month being December. So he's doing all right for an old boy.
I think I better come out with you and make Brian feel better.
Oh,
it'll make Brian feel better when he sees me running.
Anyway, the podcast is not here to talk about Brian Lee, our esteemed colleague. It's here for you to pick up some tips and advice on refereeing. And this counts for you no matter what level you are. So this particular episode, we haven't actually got a particular topic in mind. We were going to start talking about the running side of things, weren't we? And we've started off doing that. So let's carry on with that, because what I was doing as part of my running today, and this is something we touched on in one of the other episodes that we recorded recently, was the whole cautioning technique, red card, yellow card, which pockets to have it in, because just to recap, I tend to keep my cards in my book, which is in my back pocket. And I was a bit reluctant to change because of force of habit and stuff. But today, and actually the other day as well, I was thinking about it as I was running. Yep. Yellow card, left
pocket.
Okay,
so just recap. What did we discuss the other day then when we were talking about cautioning technique?
So we were doing a cautioning technique.
What was the message I asked you to think about?
And you were asking me to think about practicing the technique of having the cards in your pockets, but at home, not on the field of play when it could put you in a situation.
An embarrassment,
yeah. Because if you're not used to doing that, why do it on game day?
If you're not organised, why experiment during a match on a live situation? And it looks embarrassing if you're not organised. So this is when you use practice time at home, or practice, as I can think, I hear you telling me that you've done it, you're thinking about while you were running.
Well, when I'm out running, obviously I'm thinking about all sorts of things. A lot of the time at the moment, I think about refereeing, how my fitness is working, how I can adapt things. And obviously with Brian, who we've already mentioned, we talk about refereeing quite a lot, and we talk about certain situations. We talk about how we can improve our games and what we can do. We talk about promotions and all that. And while we're doing it, I was just thinking about yellow card, left pocket, red card, right pocket.
Okay. So what did you conclude while you were running about left card? Left pocket for yellow card, right pocket for red card. What was... You know, let's just refresh everybody's thoughts on the ideas.
Okay, so yellow card, leave on the field of play.
Left pocket.
Red card, remove from the field of play. Right pocket.
Okay. Just, it's simple stuff. And your notebook in your back pocket. rather than notebook and pencil in your breast pocket, for we talked about if you got hit with the ball. Mm. It's quite painful.
I tell you what, I want one of those yellow cards that you write on instead of your notebook.
Ah, right, okay. Maybe any of our listeners who knows where you can buy those yellow cards from.
Well, I think you can
like to get in touch.
You can get them. I have seen them, but the pen that's supplied with them looks like it might smudge once you've written on it.
All right. Okay. Again, there we go. We need some feedback on this from our listeners as regards where can you get the write-on cards and the appropriate utensil for writing on it.
And if you want to get in touch, by the way, and feed us this information, please do via the website. Our email address is info@refereesworld.co.uk.
I must admit, Dad, just talking about the write-on cards, I have heard of them, never seen them, never used them, but I'd be willing to listen to anybody's ideas about how they're best used, and I mean best used, rather than just experiment and find out if they're good or not so good.
Well, I'm thinking in a game that is fairly pacey and you need to get the cards out really quick, get on with it, and I was watching a video clip on Twitter the other day, actually, and literally got the card. In fact, it was Mike Dean, I think. Mike Dean. There was a little clip that Soccer AM had posted about the best of Mike Dean. And I watched the video and I just thought it was brilliant. In fact, I shared it and put a comment saying, perhaps we've got to get Mike Dean on the podcast because he looks hilarious. And we'll go into your relationship with Mike Dean.
Mike is a good character. He's a great character.
In just a moment. But there was a time where they were showing a booking that he did, and he got his card out, wrote on the card, put it back in his pocket and got on with the game. And I thought that was brilliant because you can literally just write the number on. It's on the yellow card. You know it's a caution, and then go back to it at half time or full time and just make the notes on your, back in the changing room, if you like. And I just thought that was a slicker way of doing it, because I was thinking about the cautioning techniques that we'd previously talked about and how I could make it a bit more dynamic.
Yeah, I think we can make refereeing easier for ourselves because, for the want of a, it's not a cliche, but it's just a saying that a lot of us have got. Refereeing is not difficult, but we make it difficult by different interpretations, different approaches, different ideas about how we do it, and sometimes we overthink it, we overdo it in every sense. So I think we could make things easier,
or indeed, your techniques for cautioning, sending players off. Do you have your cards in the top pocket? Do you have them in your back pocket? Do you have them in the left and right pocket of your shorts?
Yeah. I mean, with certain situations, you can read a referee's body language and you know what card's coming out. A lot of my colleagues, or our colleagues, should I say, a lot of our colleagues carry the red card in the back pocket. And that is a telltale sign when the body language, it changes. And you're watching the sanction going on because you know it's been a naughty tackle, and you think, that's a naughty tackle. How naughty does the referee think it is? Is it going to be top card pocket, or is it back pocket? And I think some of our colleagues use yellow card in top pocket and red card in bottom pocket.
I was going to say,
and it changes for different referees.
When I first started refereeing, it was always go to the back pocket, you knew it was going to be a red card.
Yeah. I think there are some traditional methods still used, and there's nothing wrong with that. Don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to introduce any new science or reinvent the wheel here. I'm just trying to help our new colleagues establish good routines. I wouldn't expect too many of our middle-of-the-road colleagues at level 3, level 4 to change very much at all, because they should already be in good routines. And with the assessment scheme, or the observation scheme, should I call it, they will be getting certain feedback as regards what they do and how they do it. Because, again, as I said on previous podcasts, and we've talked about it before, it's not actually what you do, but actually how you do it. That's the judgment that influences people.
The image of the game.
Yes, yes.
It's funny because I was listening to another refereeing podcast the other day while I was out sort of in the van for a couple of hours. And I thought, well, I'll give somebody else a listen, see what they're doing, how they're doing it. And image of the game was discussed quite a lot. And I thought, actually, that's a very good point. Image of the game and what that image, the right image, because I think there was a discussion about swearing and should a referee swear or should they not swear? And then it opened up into the image of the game. And this is something that you've talked about ever since we started doing the podcast, ever since I've known you. You've always talked about image and make sure that perception is that people are seeing the right image.
This is how you look, how you stand, how you deliver yourself, how you turn up at the game.
Even
as I said, it's not what you do, but how you do it. And like I say, this isn't the Richard Mellon philosophy of refereeing. This is the things that I've observed, I've watched, I've used, and.
There's Rich's phone. Who's that? Yeah. Can I ask?
No, it's a nobody.
Right, okay.
It's a nobody.
It's a nobody.
Yeah, yeah, it's a ghost. So I've got no particular philosophy on anything like this. But the profile of the game is something everybody, participants, whatever role, we all have a responsibility to look after the profile of the game and the image of the game, protect it, make it the spectacle that we want it to be. There are some really, really good games of football being played, many, many more than the darker side of it, when there's, insults, abusive language and that sort of side of it. But there are laws in place to deal with that. So, like I say, the majority of the majority image of the game is it's generally very, very good. But it's the darker side that the media like to focus on because it sells a story.
I think that's the same with most things, really. Bad news will always travel further and quicker than good news.
Definitely.
Right.
So let's help the image.
It's the Referees World podcast with Darren Cullum and Richard Mellon. Thanks very much for listening. If you are a new listener, hopefully you're enjoying what you hear. Hopefully you're learning from the bits that we talk about. I'm always learning. I'm with Yoda of refereeing in my eyes, same size as well. Yoda. Oh, you didn't like that.
I've been called some names, but mate, I've never been called Yoda.
Yoda, yeah, the master, as it were. Richard Mellon, if you would like to get in touch with us, always great to hear your views on what we're doing, or maybe you have a question that you would like us to discuss or a topic, go to the website refereesworld.co.uk and you could email us as well. I want to go back to something we touched on just now, and that was Mike Dean. Now, the reason I'm bringing this up is because, like I said, I saw this little video clip that Soccer AM had posted on Twitter, the best of Mike Dean. And I just watched it and I thought, actually, what a legend. He looks hilarious. And lo and behold, no surprise to me, you know him quite well.
I have officiated with Mike in the past. One of my early games prior to, one of my last games as fourth official in the days of when the counties appointed the fourth official, I was at Ashton Gate. I cannot remember who the game was, but it was Bristol City versus, obviously, visitors. And Mike was in the middle. The actual game, I'd had the notice that I was going to be promoted to the Football League line, and Mike had had notice that he was going to be promoted to the elite referees list. I can't remember what it was in those days, so that's how old it was or how long ago it was. But Mike, I mean, he's a fantastic character. I suppose people will say, well, he's Marmite. Well, I don't think Mike's Marmite. I think he's just who he is.
Well, I looked at the video, and the whole point of their little video was how often he shows the yellow card. And that's obviously in time with what we've been talking about. And it was him that I saw him post and write on the back of the card and one thing and another. So, but it was his actions and his charisma.
His facial expressions,
his body language just looked hilarious. I just thought, this is brilliant.
Yeah, but it breaks it down from the harshness of what's actually happening. Mike will give a yellow card or a red card if it's necessary. And there are times, and I don't think it changes for any referee, when we issue red cards and it's not enjoyable.
Mm.
You know, it is part of the job, but it's not an enjoyable moment in the game. I mean, let's just come backwards and step back and look at issuing a red card. How many red cards have you issued in your career?
Top of my head. Now, that's a question.
Handful or two handfuls?
I'll probably go with two handfuls.
Okay, two handfuls. And what was your inner feeling when you were issuing your first red card?
I found it, emotionally, it was quite harsh because I started to question myself and whether or not it was the right decision. And when I'd spoken to colleagues after the game, yes, it was the right decision. A lot of the red cards that I've issued have been due to foul and abusive language towards me, which says a lot about me and how I do a game, obviously, because they hate me.
I think every referee gets challenged with someone using verbals. Mm. No referee is any different in that department, but it's how we deal with it. And so consequently, you know, it's that inner feeling of I've got to issue a red, a yellow card. Red card is the probably the most difficult for obvious reasons, especially when it's something that's verbal. It's insulting, it's abusive, you know, and it's just not acceptable. And, you know, there are certain words that should never, ever be used to a referee, because if they do use those words, then the referee should have every piece of self-confidence to issue the sanction. That's my view of it.
And they're undermining your authority by calling you those names.
Sure, absolutely.
And there's a complete lack of respect.
It's almost a test of knowledge to some extent.
And talking of cards, what is that you have in your hand, Ricardo?
I have two cards with me today.
Hey, I feel some role play coming on.
Yeah, there is going to be a bit of role play. But just going back to Mike. I was privileged to watch Mike as a match official, as a colleague, and I still enjoy watching him referee. I just think he is a good referee, no doubt about it.
Can you make the call?
I could make a call to
Excellent
Mike.
Excellent work.
But I don't think the PGML will allow him to make public statements.
No.
So
okay.
We have to be respectful.
What we can do is bring you Lee Probert, and we're going to be doing that very, very soon here on the Referees World podcast, and we'll find out a bit about life after refereeing in the Premiership with Lee.
Yes, yeah, life after refereeing in the Premier League and FIFA referee as well. A great career, as everybody knows. We're close friends and good mates. There's a lot of stories that Lee could tell you right from the beginning when we used to travel the country, when he was a level 2 referee, and I'd just come off the list, and we travelled the country. We know every McDonald's, every coffee shop between here and Newcastle.
Excellent work. Right, okay, we've got about 5 minutes to go before the end of the show, so we've got to go through this role play stuff. So what are we doing here,
okay,
Rich?
Right now, I've got
we're sticking with the bookings and sending off.
Yeah, we're talking about, again, not what you do, but how you do it, in respect of issuing red and yellow cards. So I want Darren to stand up.
Yeah. And I'm getting my phone ready, because I'm going to take some pictures of you holding the cards in a minute.
Oh, it's not me holding the cards. This is
right.
You're going to do it. You're going to do the work, not
okay.
me.
I'm
not
standing
me.
Up, so okay. excuse the noise. So go on then.
Take those cards.
Oh, sorry about the noise.
Take
yeah,
the
okay, so there's the cards.
Okay. Right.
Oh, FIFA cards, look. Look at that, look.
don't do that to me, Dad. Don't do that to me. Right, okay, put them in your pocket. Let's do a little bit of practice right from here.
We have to describe this as much as possible, because it's a visual thing.
You put the cards in the correct pocket, in my opinion.
Ah, so I've got red card, right pocket, yellow card, left pocket.
You didn't even hesitate.
I've just done it. Yeah. So it's working.
So it's already psychologically it's working, because you put yellow card in left pocket, right card in red, right pocket. Right card in right pocket. What's that about?
You've had way too much caffeine.
Yeah. Well, not enough caffeine, I'm not sure. But yeah, red card in right pocket. So what we have here, I want you to go through the process of issuing a sanction. It's your choice which card you're going to use. Decide in your mind what you've seen as a referee and what you're going to stop play for and give a sanction. And what will be your process to issue the sanction? How will you deal with the player and the situation?
Okay, so I've just blown the whistle, we've stopped play, and I need to speak to a player about a careless challenge.
How are you going to go about that?
Okay, so I've already spoken to him twice.
Mm-hmm.
On this occasion, I need to deal with it.
Okay.
Otherwise, we're going down the route of...
Talk me through dealing with it.
Okay, so I've already spoken to him twice about his conduct and his lip, and he's gone in with a challenge.
What are your actions at this stage?
So I'm now, okay, so you're the player, so I'm standing staring at you. Okay, so I'm now saying, right, can you step back? I'm stepping back now. I'm pulling the player away from the group of players that he's surrounded by.
You're isolating the player?
I'm isolating him, yeah. Mm-hmm. And at this point, there's going to be a few other players that come over, and I'm saying, go away, please, go away, go away. Okay?
Yep. So, and you're using gestures to me at the moment.
So my arms, you're doing that. Yeah, so my arms are
what I want. What I want our listeners to understand is Darren's using the words, but he's also using a gesture, soft gestures, not aggressive gestures. And so consequently, the message is being delivered visually and he's verbally communicating as well.
And this is something you taught me years ago. Make sure that people on the other side of the ground can see what you're doing in a way that is visual.
Yeah.
So people can see what's going on. They know that I'm pulling the player towards me and I'm stepping away. I'm asking the skipper to come to me as well. Skipper, come here, please. Come here. So the skipper will come. So at this point, I've got two players with me. There's a few that are trying to surround and find out what's going on, and I'm continually telling what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
So the player now knows he's going to get into trouble. I've called the skipper over. I'm saying to the skipper, I've called you over, skipper, because I've already spoken to this player twice. Mm-hmm. On this occasion, I'm going to issue a sanction. First of all, I spoke to him for this reason, and on this occasion, I'm going to issue the yellow card because of a careless challenge.
Okay. The length of the time that you're now explaining it to me and to the listeners of what you're trying, what you're going to do, and
you're
why
bored.
Is no. It's not being boring.
Yeah.
What it is you're taking the tempo out of the game.
Yeah.
Issuing a card too quickly, players can still be a little bit irate and willing to engage. Physically or verbally. And so consequently, if you take a little bit of sting out of the game by taking your time, isolating the player, calling the captain in, all those seconds accumulate to, let's call it cooling down time. So consequently, cooling down time is important for your restart and the next few phases of play after that. Because for sure, if you're quick with the cards, the player hasn't calmed down who got hit, in the challenge, and when I say hit, I mean foul challenge, tackle. So consequently, he's still feeling a little bit hyped inside, and he'll go looking for that player. And if that player for sure gets anywhere near the ball, the player who previously took a tackle, a foul tackle, is going to take retribution.
Okay.
So consequently, slowing it down slightly, which is what you're explaining, is a good thing. It's a good thing. Not a good thing every time, because a flash card might be usable, might be necessary to help your game.
Mm.
Yeah, but we can talk about that another time.
And because I sort of set that scenario up myself, it may be slightly different in that it's a one-off situation, it's a pacey game, and the player might get up and his body language suggests to me that, okay, he knows he's done wrong, he knows that he's going to get booked, so he wants to get on with the game. So that's when you can potentially show a flash card.
Yeah, okay. So I'm now going to stand. I'm that player that you're going to use a sanction with. You have used the captain to endorse your message.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that you're using stepped approach and the sanction at the same time. It's the fact that you're trying to deliver the message. Ultimately, if this player is not going to listen to what you're asking him to cooperate, then he will eventually either get a second yellow card or a direct red card for whatever the offence may be, and pending on what the offence may be.
So I've done that. I've asked the player to turn around so that I can see his number. I've ticked it off on the sheet, and I've marked on the card. Rich is trying to stand up. Do you want a box, mate, to stand on? Pull the microphone up.
I'm now standing. Oh, I wasn't going to touch the microphone.
There you go. Go on, then.
Went all wobbly on me.
Go on, then.
Right, okay.
So, talk into that, mate.
Right, Dad. Let's tighten this up very quickly.
Go on, then.
Okay. I want you to take control of this situation, and I'm the offending player who has made the foul challenge.
You're the offending player that's made the challenge. Okay. Right.
What are you doing?
What are you doing? Are you doing your shoelace up? Mate, I'm talking to you. Can you stand up for me, please? Thank you. Thank you. Then explain what's going on, okay? Because that was disrespectful, what you just did as a player. And I'm certainly not going to show your card while you're bending down doing your shoelaces up.
Disrespectful, because I know what's coming.
Yeah. So he's trying to stretch. You're trying to stretch it all out and trying to pad it out a bit, I suppose.
The things that you need when you're...
Should we sit down now?
The things that you need when issuing a caution include distance, and because of the situations that we experience in life at the moment, social distancing does play a part. So you've got to respect that as well. But you've got to have time. You've got to have eye contact. You've got to have the player listening to you. And when you do show the card, what will you make sure that you do?
Hmm. Hold it up. So it's clearly visible.
Visible to who?
Well, to the player to start with.
Yeah.
And to make sure that people around can see what's going on.
So if you were able to hold the card towards the player, would you hold it in front of his face or above your shoulder?
No, I'd hold it above my shoulder.
Okay. Okay, it's all about the technique. Mm. And some of our colleagues who are listening for us the first time, if I new was to refereeing, probably haven't practiced this very much.
Yeah, if I was, let me just very quickly, I know we're running out of time desperately here.
Yeah, yeah.
If I was to hold that and just shove that in your face like that, I would see that as disrespectful.
You're winding me up.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're so, winding the player
no,
up.
I hold it up that's like that. It. So that's up there.
It. Ideal.
Which is great if it's visual, but
it's almost 90 degrees directly up above the head, certainly above the shoulder, so that everybody can see what has happened.
So just very quickly before we wrap this up, because we're running over on this particular episode, I would do pretty much the same sort of style if I was issuing a red card, but it depends on the reason for having to show the red card in the first place.
Yeah.
But that is kind of how I would do it. I would take the sting out of the game by pulling the player away.
Calm, controlled, and well-timed.
There you go. Hopefully you've learned something from our little bit of role play. I know you couldn't see it, but there you go. You can visualise. And that's what we do here at the Referees World Podcast with myself and Rich. And hopefully you'll join us next time. Don't forget, you can listen on Spotify, search Referees World Podcast. On iTunes, search iTunes Podcasts. Apple Podcasts. Sorry, I keep forgetting. There's so many options now, isn't there? And of course, on the website, refereesworld.co.uk, where you can subscribe. And when the new episode drops in, you'll get notified and then you can listen that way. So there's loads of ways you can do it. And of course, you can follow us on Facebook, search out Referees World Podcast, and on Twitter as well, search out Referees World. And we'll see you next time.
The download is complete.
This is the Referees World Podcast.